Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. Today, we're going to drop some knowledge on you today about the holidays coming up this year and staying healthy. I got my sidekick and partner over here, Royce Pope. How are you doing today, Royce?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
You ready to share some great knowledge with our Tampa audience?
Absolutely. The good people of Tampa always deserve some knowledge.
Fantastic. We have a special guest joining us today. It's Dawn Richardson. And Dawn is a health coach, and she's going to really talk to us today about making good decisions on the holidays, what to do after the holidays, hopefully after you made those good decisions, and maybe a plan about eating healthy, being healthy, and having a healthier attitude going into 2024. Dawn, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, you guys. It's an honor to be here. And what perfect timing as we kind of close out the year and look forward to the new year.
Wonderful. Now, Dawn and I went to high school together. And a little backstory. So on Facebook, I've been kind of tuning in and watching the things that she's doing. And I've watched her life transform over the last 5 years, you know, and I was just, I guess, engaged in seeing that transformation and going from, you know, just doing the normal life things to all of a sudden, like, everything was like happier and more fun and exciting. And she was, you know, losing weight and exercising. And I just said, I reached out to her and I said, Dawn, what is going on with your life that everything seems to be so happy and that you're so excited? So, Dawn, tell us a little bit about what you do as a health coach and, you know, kind of your mentality and how you got into it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, ironically, the same experience that you had watching me was the same experience I had when I saw, you know, who ended up becoming my coach, and she also went to high school with us. So I saw her just looking fantastic and living the life, and I reached out to her, and she became my coach. And the cool thing is about the program that I did and the programs that I coach is we're really not thinking of it as a diet. We're thinking of it as building and creating a healthier lifestyle. So that's not just about what we're eating. You know, it's really broken down into six key areas that, you know, when we work on those areas as a whole, our life just tends to get better. And yeah, we're getting smaller while we're doing it because, you know, we have an excellent nutrition plan, but we're also working on mindset and, you know, making sure we're eating properly and exercising and just all those things. And really, when you put them together, it's life-changing. And like you said, you know, I had gotten really complacent, you know, not your words, but, you know, my words are I'd gotten really complacent and, you know, life had become about, you know, what are we going to eat? You know, what are we going to watch on the weekend? And a good time on the weekend was sitting on the couch and, you know, eating junk food and watching TV. Yeah. And what you saw on Facebook was, you know, life transforming us out and about doing things and having energy.
I think in, you know, from my perspective, and that's what I saw. And I think we all go through the daily grind and we all work hard and then we all, you know, see people doing and having fun on Facebook and things of that nature. And then, but we still are just creatures of habit. And I know myself, and the reason why I started working with you, Dawn, is because I kind of got tired. I wanted to be a little bit more healthier. I wanted to be a little bit more energetic. And so we had a conversation and about the process. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the process and how you get people started and excited about this new venture? And this is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. And we're talking with Dawn Richardson, a health coach.
Yeah, well, thanks. And really how I start is, you know, when somebody has an interest, and the nice thing is, you know, what I do for a living, being a health coach, it's really a profession of attraction. You know, somebody, when they're ready to make some changes, you know, they reach out, and it really takes the mindset, you know, so we really work on that mindset first, because our body will always follow our mind. So if we're not ready, you know, we really work on that mindset piece first and look at really creating smaller, sustainable changes in our daily life and the daily choices that we're making, so that over time, we're going to be creating long-term success and sustainability, because that's the key word. You know, really, we need to do something that's going to be sustainable and, you know, no quick fixes, anything. So we really just look at what's possible for you. And, you know, if you remember, I had to, you know, dream a little bit. You know, if you woke up tomorrow and, you know, it was your perfect health, your perfect life, what would that look like? And then we just kind of work towards, you know, mapping out a plan for that and talk through, you know, some of your daily habits and routines and determine where we can make some impact and make some little tweaks to maybe let go of some of the things that aren't serving us so well. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and that's what kind of resonated with me. But I also know it's not easy. You know what I mean? If it was easy, everybody be, you know, super fit and healthy and running around and have a great time and a lot of energy and what have you. But for me, and I'm probably not the ideal client, I've done good. I've probably lost, you know, 5 or 10 pounds. I feel a little bit more energetic. But I'm still not 100% focused on the plan. You know, we have our weekly calls, and I think what I wanted to ask you about is the accountability side of things. And I think that's helped me, because when I talk to you on Tuesday afternoons, and we go over kind of my plan, I think about that on the weekends, and that helps me kind of with my mindset on the weekends. But just talk to us a little bit about the accountability and what you do as a coach to have your clients be accountable.
Yeah, oh, I love it. And that accountability is so important, because trying to do it on our own, most of us aren't so successful. So when we can work with somebody and have an accountability partner, it's awesome. And even more so when we have a coach that is kind of built in accountability. And what I do with clients is, the first few days, you know, I have a nutrition plan that I'll recommend based on their individual needs. But what I do is I stay real close the first few days until we get them into what we call a fat burn. And it's usually just chatting for a few minutes the first 4 days. And then after that, we move into what you're talking about, the Tuesday accountability check-ins. And they're just quick check-ins. And I love to celebrate all your wins. So, and we don't just look at, you know, how many pounds you lost, how many inches you lost. I love to celebrate the non-scale victories, because that's what keeps us in the game, those little things that we're noticing every day, you know, when our clothes start to fit a little bit different, when we have more energy, when we're not turning down plans because we're not so tired, you know, just all those little things are wins. So that's why it's important to touch base, celebrate wins. Keeps you accountable on Tuesdays, because, you know, on Friday, how you said, thinking about it over to the weekend, you know we're going to talk Tuesday. So chances are you're going to make healthier choices, because you don't want to tell on yourself when you talk to your coach on Tuesday. So, you know, it just sets you up for a little bit of accountability. And then, two, what we talk about is the education piece of program, because, like I mentioned, we're not on a diet. We're learning a healthier lifestyle and really designing and installing some new habits that make us successful for long term. So we're going to talk about where are you at in the education. You know, I have some tools that I provide that, you know, make it really easy to make sure we're really working on those six main components to a healthier lifestyle. Because, again, it's not just about the food. So staying accountable on the journey is so important. Even having a buddy that's on the journey, too, keeps you even more accountable. Pacing partner, you know, kind of hashtag better together is always awesome. But, yeah, accountability is huge. And I'm glad that you pick up every Tuesday. You know, that's where, you know, staying accountable to your coach, and no ghosting allowed. You know, even if you're having a bad day, you pick up for your coach, you know, because I'm here for the good days and the bad. And that's what's cool about it.
I know that, you know, with me personally, you know, my having accountability is important. And one of the things that I find important is just sharing with you even when I do have the epic fails, because we have them, and you know, we're humans, and you know, you have a bad day or something doesn't go your way, and next thing you know, the cupboard's right there, and those, you know, bad carbs are just sitting right in front of you, and they're so easy to just grab and go to town. But when I share that with you, it is not like, you know, being ridiculed or anything of that nature. It's like, okay, you know, you're past that. Now, what are we going to do to make that different? We're talking with Don Richardson, life coach, my personal life coach, about being healthier and having a better mindset and being accountable. Don, if someone wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way they can contact you if they're interested in having a coach?
Probably easiest way, and it's so funny how you found me on Facebook. It's just kind of where you can look into my life and kind of see what I'm about. So Facebook is the easiest way, and you can go into locate people and just do at Health Coach Dawn. You can find me that way. Again, it's Dawn Richardson, or you can do facebook.com/Health Coach Dawn.
All right. I like it. At Health Coach Dawn. I appreciate it. Royce, my co-host Royce is a soccer player. He plays semi-professional soccer, and he runs all the time. He's in great shape and eats well. He eats a lot. always joking with him. He's always eating.
Every time he calls me, I'm like, oh, I'm just eating a snack, you know.
But, you know, he burns it off and everything like that. But he had a question for you, Don, and go ahead, Royce, what do you got?
Yeah, hey, Don, thanks so much for being here. This is Royce Pope with That Is Good to Know. You can check out the link to Don's Facebook on our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. So my question for you, Don, is we're heading into the Christmas and New Year holidays, and there's plenty of opportunities to make both bad and good choices. So our listeners would really like to know, what would you recommend in terms of the mindset going into these opportunities to either make the correct choices or the wrong choices? Could you talk a little bit about that mindset that you were talking about before?
Yes. Here's I guess my number one good to know tip for healthy mindset. You know, really think about it in terms when you're going to a party or, you know, going through the holiday season, think about what you want the outcome to be. And, you know, just really think of where you want to be at the end of the holiday season. And as you're walking through it, the biggest tool that I think works the best with my mindset, because again, your body's going to follow your mind. So I have a little thing, I didn't make it up, but it's one of my favorites. It's called Stop, Challenge, Choose. And it's really working on that mindset piece, because so many of us are triggered by, you know, Aunt Sandy's chocolate cake or, you know, Aunt Ruth's pecan pie. We know what that tastes like and we're triggered. But if we take that 1 minute to just stop ourselves, you know, just stop, don't reach for it, stop. Then challenge yourself. Is this really something that's going to serve my goals? You know, I've had Aunt Ruth's pecan pie before, you know, I will have it again, but I'm in a healthy season. Usually just taking that quick pause and challenging yourself helps you make a better choice. And again, all that goes on right up in your head. No, if somebody was sitting across from you, they looking at you with that chocolate cake, they'd have no idea that's what you were doing when you turned around and walked away from it, because that was a healthier choice for you. So that's kind of my favorite, I think, you know, just overall broad sense, because that works in so many ways. You know, it's not only with food, it's also with, you know, going to holiday parties or parties with friends. You know, just keeping a healthy mindset. And do you have an outlook on life that life is happening to you, or is it happening for you? You know, how are you looking at things during this holiday season? Because I know some of us can struggle with some depression. You know, I've had that at times in my life, and it's not always a happy season. But, you know, if we can get our mindset in the right place and really focus on, you know, I guess some gratitude and, you know, just focus on some self-care, it usually does a body wonders.
Awesome, awesome. And so the other component of that as we approach the end of the year is New Year's resolutions. A lot of people struggle to accomplish New Year's resolutions, even if they start the year really strong. So what maybe are some of the tips from a pro when it comes to setting reasonable New Year's resolutions with health, and how can people best accomplish those things from your perspective in your experience?
Well, I love it. For one, don't do everything at once. You know, it just seems like when people want to get healthier, they want to exercise and they want to eat better and they want to get in all their water and just all the things. Start, you know, have a plan before you even get started. And don't go for it all at once. And don't make some huge, you know, ridiculous goal that, you know, overwhelms you. Break it off in chunks and in pieces. Start small. And usually I suggest to my clients, even if they have 100-pound weight loss, you know, let's just work on the first 10 pounds. And when you're making those resolutions, remember, you know, it's really not about restricting yourself. It's about making healthier choices.
That's good. You know, Dawn, you mentioned just about, like, my holiday goal this year is to kind of be net neutral, you know, where, you know, normally you put on 5, 10, 15 pounds or so. And my goal this year is to just kind of get through the holidays and say, okay, you know, I entered in, you know, before Thanksgiving at, you know, my weight, and come, you know, the first week of January, I want that weight to be the same. Does that seem like a reasonable goal for someone, that net neutral aspect?
Oh, totally. Yep. And there's a couple things to keep in mind, though, as we go through the holiday season when you want to be net neutral like that starting out the new year. And, you know, we all know we have parties to go to, family gatherings, all the things. So on those days where, you know, you have parties or you're going to have temptations, I really suggest, you know, exercise that morning, you know, and it doesn't have to be any rigorous, you know, crazy cardio. Just get your body moving and exercise, because usually if you exercise in the morning and, you know, start drinking your water, get your body hydrated, you're going to make better choices throughout the day and even, you know, that evening in the party. And if you're going to a party where, you know, you can bring something, if, you know, it's where you need to bring a dish to pass, bring something healthy. You know, bring something healthy that you know you're going to be able to eat, so you can mix, mingle, and, you know, have some healthy things. And then when you do go to a party, don't set yourself up at the kitchen. Not at the kitchen in front of the food table. Again, I keep mentioning mix and mingle because it's more about the people than the food. So get your plate of food, and, you know, best for you is use a small plate and focus on the lean proteins, vegetables, those types of things, and then move yourself away from the food table. And then last but not least, watch how much alcohol you're having. I know for some of us that's, you know, a holiday treat, but really focus on hydrating. And just a tip from the pro is, carry your water around, or even a soda water with a lime in a fancy cocktail glass. Carry it around in your dominant hand, because then you're going to be less apt to reach for things. You know, if you're passing by the food table, or, you know, the nuts on the table by the couch, you know, all that stuff. Keep your hydration in your dominant hand. But yeah, you definitely can, you know, get there net neutral. You're just going to have to be mindful of your choices.
Thanks a lot, Dawn. So once again, you're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can find us at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We're here with Health Coach Dawn. You can find her on Facebook at Health Coach Dawn. You can also find her links on our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. So Dawn, you mentioned hydration, and it feels like that's just a super easy, simple thing, like drink water, right? Everybody needs to drink water. But it's something that people seem to skip over, or it's so simple that we don't think of drinking enough water. So what are some of the specifics? Like, how much water should you be drinking? When should you start drinking water? And how can that really impact your life?
Ah, great question. Hydration is so important. And honestly, our bodies are made up of 50 to 70% water. And as we're sweating and, you know, doing things throughout the day, going potty, you know, we're losing some of that water. So it's so important to keep ourselves hydrated, or else we're going to be sluggish. Sometimes we have more inflammation, but, you know, staying hydrated really helps you with lots and lots of things. Brain performance, you know, that brain fog that sometimes you have, drink some water and watch it improve. Digestion, energy, you know, weight loss, joint pain, all the things. It's just so important to keep your body hydrated. And the last thing you want is all that, you know, old water circulating through your body, because, again, all your organs are using it. So important to really hydrate. First thing I always recommend is when you wake up in the morning, as you're on your way to your coffee pot after you brush your teeth, or, you know, coffee or teapot, be drinking a bottle of water on your way. because usually the first thing that you have or the first thing that touches your lips of the day is the thing that you're going to want most. So get that first 8 ounces of water in before you even have your cup of coffee. And then we're shooting for a minimum of 64 ounces a day. So, you know, spread it out throughout your day. And again, that's a minimum. And on water, a good to know kind of tip is find your favorite water bottle. Make sure you know how many ounces it is so you can track your water to make sure you're getting at least 64 ounces. And if you have a hard time drinking water, put a straw in it. Studies show that water with a straw in it, you're going to drink it a little bit easier and faster, and it just seems to work out better. So little tip for you there.
Don, this is Jeff, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. We appreciate your time. We got a few minutes left, but I wanted to talk with you about, you know, you mentioned tracking and writing things down or tools that are available to help people. You know, what do you recommend? Do you recommend a diary? Do you recommend, like, you know, using, you know, an app? Or if you have a favorite one that people that you work with are enjoying and you like, can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's fun. When I first start working with clients, we decide on a very specific nutrition plan. And I always recommend, it's really important, at least the first 4 weeks that you're tracking and paying attention to how you feel on certain days and when you eat certain foods. You know, there's a lot more of it than comes to mind that we're tracking. But yes, track your foods, track your water, track if you're exercising that day or how much motion and movement you're getting. I'm a big advocate for personal growth and development. Again, that's that mindset piece. You know, what are we feeding our minds with? So I love the idea of more of a daily journal kind of tracker so you can make notes. And when I talked about celebrating those wins, it's really fun, you know, for clients when they go on their first trip, you know, on an airplane and they don't need to have a seatbelt extender anymore. It's a great time to write that down in your journal so you remember that day and you remember that win, because maybe there's going to be a day in the next week or so when you're a little bit down on yourself, you're going to flip back in your journal and say, oh my goodness, you know, here's a win. Here's a win. You know, I'm in those jeans I haven't worn in 2 years. Another win. All those good things. So tracking is really important. And as far as a certain app, when my clients are in the weight loss phase, I have a great app that, you know, can help them track their food that they're eating and their water and what they're feeding their mind, all that good stuff. And once they're out of the weight loss phase, there really are some great apps out there. It's really personal preference. And, you know, during the weight loss phase, we're not fussing with counting calories or doing any of that. I make it really easy. So all of our macronutrients are just set up. It's a great program for busy people like yourself. You know, it's just easy. But once we're out of the weight loss phase, you know, it's really about a little bit more intense tracking. I hate to use the word intense, but just a little bit more tracking and keeping your own self accountable with your daily choices, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Dawn. It's really interesting, and thank you for sharing the knowledge with our listeners here. Even if it's just like, you know, some of the things and a lot of these things that we talk about, people kind of already know. But if we can help some people to get their mindset right, you know, diary some stuff. I know me personally, some of the choices that I made is like when I ate bad and I felt bad in the morning, and then when I ate good and I felt good in the morning. Now it goes through my mind that what feeling do I want to have in the morning? Do I want to have that good feeling or do I want to have that bad feeling? And it helps me make those better choices in the evening.
Bingo.
It really
yes,
works.
You got it.
Yeah,
that's what gives you that long, sustainable, you know, healthy lifestyle.
Yes. And Don, thanks for joining us today. I got a couple minutes left that I got to take care of a few things here, but we really appreciate it. You can find Don on Facebook at Health Coach Don if you want to search for the people. We'll also put a link up to your Facebook account and a couple other things at our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. And Don, have a wonderful day and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and we appreciate it.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Well, listen up, Tampa. You know, we appreciate you guys listening in. If you didn't hear Tracy West from Valspar, go to our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com, and you can find out a little bit more about what it takes to put on such a great big event, and that's the valsparchampionship.com. And Tracy was kind enough to offer us some tickets to give away, so if you go to thatisgoodtoknow.com and you know, fill out the form, we're going to be giving away some tickets to Valspar for next year. Well, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. We appreciate your time. Royce, thanks for joining us. Royce Pope, my co-host. You guys have a great day, and be smart and be strong about your holiday choices this year, and start off 2024 in a great way.